It is time to hear from this old guy what he believes these cryptocurrencies are all about. And so since I'm old and in the way, you can ignore all of it and listen to what the young folk have to say about cryptocurrencies, because we're all going to get rich, rich, rich. Ooh. You know, when I started looking into this as a way to teach it, because it's an investment alternative for some people, speculative as it may be, I decided I would look for some good quotes. So here are some quotes that I think sum up what's going on now. Milton Friedman, who was a very famous economist, a bit of an iconoclast, but brilliant nonetheless. And he said, I think the internet's going to be one of the major forces for reducing the role of government. The one thing that's missing, but that will soon be developed, is a reliable e-cash. He said this at the near the end of the 1990s, and he since has passed away. But he was spot on. I mean, eventually there's going to be electronic currencies. There already are, and there will be more, but they will be regulated, and they will be sponsored by governments and other reputable entities. Here, I agree more with Mr. Greenspan, the Federal Reserve Chairman for many years. You really have to stretch your imagination to infer what the intrinsic value of Bitcoin is. I haven't been able to do it. Maybe someone else can. And that's the way I feel. This thing is worthless to me. But Stephen Colbert said it best, the comedian. It's gold for nerds. Because as we saw, gold really isn't worth anything. It has a few usages. But there are other alternatives, a lot cheaper. But for some people, this is gold. This, because it is what it is worth something. And they will believe in it no matter what. No matter how speculative and no matter how volatile it is. Because what's happening right now is some people are getting very, very wealthy while others are losing their shirts. And Mr. J.P. Morgan said it over 100 years ago. Nothing so undermines your financial judgment as the sight of your neighbor getting rich. That idiot down the block made a killing. I'm going to do it too. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are pure speculations. You must buy low and sell high. They're not long-term investments, in my humble opinion, because there's no intrinsic value. They're very similar to gold, precious metals, but even worse, because there's no practical application other than creating a great system for crooks. And I think there's a way to follow the money with Bitcoin, but there are some of these cryptocurrencies where you can't follow the money, right? I mean, really, folks, our authorities must be able to, given the proper judicial oversight, investigate illegal transactions. It's just part of a civilization. Some people are anarchists and say the government has no business knowing what's going on until arms show up in a country illegally. Yeah. The technology, however, behind cryptocurrencies, blockchain, is very valuable and will survive and will be utilized for reputable, authentic, reliable, well-regulated currencies. And this is what I hear from, come on, Payano, what you got against Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies? You're just old, that's all. This is the future. We're all going to get rich, rich, rich. Okay, let's give my rebuttal. First of all, as we mentioned, you can't invest in a cryptocurrency. It's a speculation. The value is worth only what others believe it is worth. Cryptocurrencies do not pay interest, dividends, rent. They don't find new markets. They don't develop new products. In other words, there's no cash flow. And more importantly, there is nothing backing the currency. But what about the fiat currencies, huh? Aren't they all the same? They're only worth something because we believe they are. And by the way, they use the term fiat currency in a pejorative manner, in a nasty manner, because that's the way the governments work now. They don't base their currencies on gold because it's stupid to base your economy and the ability to produce and consume goods and services on a metal that has nothing to do with your economy. And cryptocurrencies are the ultimate fiat currency, by the way. It is true, they are only worth something because we believe they are the cryptocurrencies, but that is not true of fiat currencies that are created by governments. Not so fast. You will hear people say that our dollars and other fiat currencies are not backed by gold, and therefore they are worthless. Poppycock. You like that word, poppycock? By the way, what is gold worth? As we saw, as we have seen, gold as an investment is also pure speculation. Our dollars are backed by our economy, the great American economic machine, which is kind of hard to get your arms around, a $20 billion economy. Our dollars are backed by what the United States can produce and consume, our gross domestic product. And folks, it is the great American economic machine. Walk into any grocery store, look around, and then you tell me that our dollars are worthless. It's just absurd because we're in the milieu. We're here, and we, somehow think that it's exogenous, separate from us, but we're inside it. And when you're inside it, it's kind of hard to see it, but we see it every day when we walk into a grocery store. The job of the Federal Reserve Bank is to make sure that there are enough dollars in circulation to match the production of our economy with the consumption of our economy. If you have too many dollars, you get inflation, but too few dollars and our economic output is stifled and the opportunities for growth of our wealth are lost. Now, take an economics class to learn more of the subtleties, because I'm making it very simplistic. It's not. But that's the idea. It's not an easy job. I love it when I hear people scream, "End the Fed!" Oh yeah? As if you could do a better job? Oof. So how does this relate to cryptocurrency, and how do you explain the success of Bitcoin? Well, there's absolutely nothing to stop other individuals or groups from starting their own currencies, which is what happened and what is already continues to happen. At one time, there were over 2,000 of them, as I remember. Maybe more now. I don't know. Maybe I think there's a lot less, actually. But my favorite, believe it or not, was Jesus Coin. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. Now, Jesus Coin has morphed. It's, I don't think it's a coin anymore. But at first, you looked at it, and it was, seriously, they were trying to make it into a cryptocurrency coin. And you had a hard time looking at that website determining whether or not it was a joke or serious. And then the current one that's really the doggy coin, or they call it Doge coin or whatever, that one was, as my understanding, it was started as a joke. And now that's the current, crypto du jour until the next one. Look, it's tulip bulb mania all over again, folks. In each and every one of these cryptocurrencies, the bottom will fall out. Some people will get very rich, others will lose, many others will lose a whole lot of money. And so it is incredibly volatile what we've seen Bitcoin do and other cryptocurrencies, because it is pure speculation. And it's not regulated, so you know there's all kinds of hanky-panky going on. And who's making the most amount of money? The exchanges that are charging you outrageous fees for you to buy and sell these things. Remember the gold rush? Who made the most money? The people selling the pickaxes and the jeans. However, as Stephen Colbert so astutely observed, it's gold for nerds. So most likely a few of the larger currencies will survive and eventually start to behave like gold, which we have seen is very volatile and it's barely kept up with inflation. In 1981, gold hit $800 an ounce. In 1999, it hit $250 and then jumped to $1,200. Yeah, it's very volatile. And what, 2018, Bitcoin hit 19,000 and then fell to 3,000 and now it's to 50,000. And stay tuned for volatility. And let's revisit the graphic that compared gold to stocks, bonds, and inflation. And as we saw, stocks, as the global economy has expanded manyfold over the last 200 years since the Industrial Revolution, have made the most amount of money for investors. We're leaving out real estate now. Bonds have done well, but oh my goodness, look at the difference. Short-term investments, and then the consumer price index and gold. Right. I'm still unconvinced. However, dear students, it is your money. I wish you the best of luck and success because you're going to need it. You're going to have to speculate. You're going to have to be ready to pull the trigger before the bottom falls out and then pick up the pieces and start all over again. You might actually enjoy it. It might give you a thrill. Losing money is not one of my, not on my list of things that make me happy and thrill me. And of course, I am open to any illuminations, any revelations about why I'm completely off base with these things. But eventually, I mean, already China has announced that they're going to create a cryptocurrency, but it'll be based on the Chinese economy and it'll be regulated by the Chinese regulators. And I'm sure the United States will eventually do that and Europe will do it. It's going to happen, but it will be regulated. It'll be based on the underlying economy, and you'll have smart people in charge, right? We'll see. Stay tuned for volatility.